Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hey, welcome to another episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. I am so excited to have Nikki Franklin with me today. She is an entrepreneur, a childhood trauma survivor, and she is here today. We are going to talk about how you learn self-love. Welcome, Nikki. Thanks for joining me.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So what has your journey been like? What brought you to your entrepreneurial journey, and how do you serve people?
Yes. Okay. That's a lot of question. So, yes. entrepreneurial journey, I guess, was that, I just always wanted to be my own boss. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of stems from my trauma, because when I'm in control and can control my life is when I feel the most safe. So I know, like, before I even realized that my childhood trauma was affecting me, I was always, defensive when bosses were like, hey, you need to do this and you need to do that. I'm like, I need to do what? I think it came from that. Plus, I've always just been really good with business stuff. Like, I really have. Like, I come up with ideas really quick. I've really helped people. So I just decided, hey, and... when I started this journey, I didn't have enough belief in myself to start like a business from scratch. So I really love MLMs and network marketing. And so I just have grown with different companies until I found my home company.
Awesome. So how has your journey, your healing journey progressed as you've embarked on building your own business?
Yeah, great question. So tremendously. So when I finally realized, like, I wasn't seeing growth in business and I was really confused. I was like, I'm doing all the things. I know so much. I know I'm smart and la da da. Like, I knew all this about me, but like, I still wasn't growing. And so I finally was able to realize, when I started using essential oils, that I had trauma as a kid that I was unresolved. And so from there is when I started learning that you need a niche. So you need somebody to speak to. And when I started learning that, really my trauma has like controlled my life instead of me controlling my trauma, and it's changing that, is when I started speaking out of what happened to me as a child. And when I started realizing a lot of women I have helped in throughout my entire life with things that I have struggled with because of my trauma, and I've helped them overcome that. Mm-hmm. And so I just, it's progressed healing wise as I've spoke out and done research so I could further help my niche. And in doing that, I'm helping myself.
Mm-hmm. And I think a huge part of being your own boss and building your own business and living that life of freedom, when you're healing on a healing journey from a traumatic childhood, is learning how to love yourself, because that wasn't necessarily modeled when you were growing up. So learning as an adult how to love yourself is huge, not only in entrepreneurial ventures, but in life. Yes. Because if you can't love yourself, it's hard for you to accept love from other people, set boundaries for how you want to be treated, and a whole other slew of things. So what have you done to learn to strengthen your self-love muscle?
Oh, that's a great question. I like that. Well, I guess I have allowed myself to dig deep into myself and get to know every part of me, mm-hmm. and not be afraid of what I might find. I know fear has held me back a lot in life. And I never understood what I was afraid of until I started allowing myself to explore the fear. And as I started exploring the fear, I started understanding patterns that I had created to protect myself as a child that prevented me from loving myself. Loving myself now. And so I just, just exploring myself within, you know, doing meditations, inner child work. I don't know if you've heard of internal family systems, but I absolutely love IFS.
No, it's a new one for me.
Yeah. If you've seen the movie Up, and you have, you know, sadness and joy and disgust and all that, that's kind of like, you know, you inside, truly. You have all these different parts of you that make you you, and sometimes you need to get to know certain parts of you more. And so IFS helps you through getting to know yourself in a more deeper level, stuff that you've maybe been afraid of or ignored that has caused you a lot of or parts of you that control a lot more that maybe don't cause you in negative emotions, but you know, you use prominently that take over too much and you need to let them chill out a bit.
Yeah. So yeah, I've never heard of IFS before. So it's like the idea of inside out.
Pretty much. I mean, if you look at your puzzle, you're pretty much a puzzle and you have all these different pieces that need to fit into place. And sometimes they don't fit because that's not what they're meant to be. So you get to know these puzzle pieces and put them in the right place.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so
cool. I plan on getting certified in that one day. Definitely.
That is so cool. So what would you suggest for a mama who's listening, who's just starting to dabble into her healing journey? She knows that she can't continue life the way that she's lived it until now, in survival mode, fear turned on high, stress level on at the drop of a hat. What would you suggest she do to begin her journey of self-love? Because it really is a journey.
It is a journey. And I mean, the biggest thing I know I would say is to be patient and give yourself grace, because I don't like saying that it's hard, but it is work, and it's going to bring up things that it's going to make you very uncomfortable at times, but instead of allowing that to shut down, explore those hard times. And if you're just beginning, I mean, really just give yourself grace, and to get started, I would say to make the commitment in your mind. If you have to write it on the mirror, what you're choosing to do, write it on the mirror, and every day remind yourself what you're doing. And I am a big fan of brain dumping. I don't like the term brain dumping because conscious language, but you know, I haven't figured out another way to say that. So where you're literally writing down what you're feeling and exploring and find, you know, just get everything on paper, because when you're allowing everything to be in your head, you're not giving yourself the space that you need to have clarity. So in order for you to have clarity, get everything down, and then it's not in your head all over the place. You can have it on paper and you could go through it and see what's really standing out to you for you to work on at that moment or that day or that week or whatever, however long it takes for you to work on that little piece.
I love that. Yeah. Get it on paper and then you don't have to try and remember all the things. Like, your poor brain can only handle so much with all the things that you've got going on in your life. Kids and work and this, that, and the other thing. One thing I was going to say, what was it? I can't remember now. Rats. Oh, the best question that you can ask yourself at any point in your healing journey, be it when you're dealing with emotional stuff, emotional feelings, thoughts, or a physical health issue, is why. Why? Why do I feel fear when whatever? Why am I procrastinating from doing X, Y, or Z? And really not for the purpose of judging yourself, because that can be a really easy trap to fall into. It's not for that purpose at all. It's so that you begin to become more self-aware and you're able to critically think about the why behind the action or the thought or the belief or the feeling behind the action or the lack of action. Just getting curious, asking yourself why. Mm-hmm. Because that is something that many, many, many people do not do enough, including myself.
And I think as a mom, one way that it can be easy for you to understand curiosity when you haven't really been curious is watch kids. Mm-hmm. Kids are so curious. They always are wanting to know things and trying things and, you know, they're curious about everything. And so if you could, you know, I'm very empathetic, so I could feel things really easily. If you can tap into their curiosity and you could see that and feel it for yourself, you'll be able to understand how you can have that childlike curiosity for yourself inside mm-hmm. as you heal.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Adopting the curiosity of a child.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Because I mean, that's really what it is. You know, as a child, you were so hurt to begin with. Mm-hmm. that you didn't learn how to properly process emotions, because at that point you weren't able to understand what was happening. So your brain did what it knew best and it protected you. And so, you know, now that you're an adult, you need to go back and you need to love your younger self. And in order to do that, you need to be curious and creative like your younger self was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you can, and then you form a connection with your inner child, and then that's where the curiosity comes from. And once you're connected with your inner child, it's so much easier to love yourself because you're not so afraid of that little girl that was so broken feeling.
Yes. Yes.
Be the adult, be the adult for your younger self that your younger self needed.
I love that. Be the adult for yourself that your younger self needed.
It's what I tell so many of my clients. You just need to be who you needed as a child.
Where can our listeners connect with you, Nikki?
Instagram is my home. I also have a website. I'm getting better with the website thing. But Instagram is the best part. I do have a website. I'm still building it out and stuff, so it's not as fluffy or vibrant as I would like, but it is me. But Instagram, so Frankly Nikki, at Frankly Nikki, FranklyNikki.
Awesome. So I will put a link to Nikki's Instagram in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Nikki. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And
of course, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we will talk soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. Before you go, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when new episodes go live every week.